What's going on, Kicking Out Podcast Nation? It's Thursday night, October 10th, 2024. Everybody's like, what? What are you doing recording on a Thursday? Well, it's our Wrestle Dream prediction show. Paul, I got to say, these are my favorite episodes that we do every month.
Oh, absolutely.
Almost every month.
Yeah. When it comes to prediction time, it's just always fun because you never know what anybody else is going to pick or the reasoning they picked it, and just kind of being able to see how each one of our brains work the same and differently at the same time is just fantastic.
Well, I got to say, I am the Kicking Out Podcast Predictions Champion for 375 days now and counting, but this card, super difficult to predict. I changed my mind on four matches. I'm not kidding you. Four matches today, three times each.
Yeah, this is my fourth piece of paper that I wrote on, and I even started writing on the back, or what was the front of it, and I'm like, I don't like any of them. We're going to redo them.
Oh, man, it is. It's going to be a fun show. It's a good card. Some matches have more build-up than others, but, man, there's a lot I can see it going either way. So this could be a great card for me, or this could be where I get dethroned. We'll see. Majin on YouTube's asking, where's Shep? We expect Shep to be joining us here in about 10 minutes. So we're just kind of rambling until he can hop on. Steffi's, look at this. Everybody's wondering where Shep is. We're chopped liver over here, Paul.
I know. You or I miss, and nobody's in the comments saying, where's Tanner? Where's Paul? No, Shep's not here. Where's Shep? Because they know when it's you and I, it's a family friendly program, and Shep gets here and he goes on rants and rabbit holes and F bomb after F bomb. And
you know, it was weird on when I was posting Sunday's episode, didn't have to click the explicit button.
No, I don't think I dropped the F bomb at all. And neither did you. You never do. You're a good little boy.
Very rarely. I got to get pretty fired up to try to keep it. I say it enough in my everyday life that I try to keep it clean on the pods, but
go Cleveland. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, Cleveland's in trouble, no. Paul. They're in trouble.
I know. I don't want to know anymore. I saw the score about halfway through game two. I haven't looked since.
Majin, Shep brings the views by being explicit and having his perverted mind. That's the truth.
Hey, I can get us perverted pretty quickly, in a sense, because I came across a video today on Facebook, of all places.
What are we doing here?
I'm filling in for Shep.
Go ahead.
Apparently, at Bad Blood, Bayley did a, as the WWE would call it, a suicide dive, better known as a tope suicida. Mm-hmm. And when she went down, Nia grabbed her top.
Ooh.
So Bayley almost got fully exposed.
Almost had a wardrobe malfunction?
Let's just say if she wasn't as gifted as she is, there would have been a wardrobe malfunction.
All right. So, fair enough.
Majin, you can go look that up.
Oh, he's already typing away. He's already
here. Bailey wardrobe in his. Can you say?
Oh, there we go. Majin, it's on Facebook, in a foreign language.
The book they call face, as Shep said. Steffi's trying to calm Majin down over here on YouTube. But
Steffi, I saw the spray bottle you need to get from Majin. It says anti-horny spray.
There you go. So somebody needs to calm him down.
Yeah.
But we are waiting for Shep. While we're waiting for Shep, Paul, what do you think of Title Tuesday?
You know, it wasn't the best, but you know, it's Tuesday, so you've got
threw my whole week off.
Yeah, threw my whole week off. Yeah, because I was like, oh, it's Tuesday. Oh, wait, no, there's wrestling tonight. And then I woke up Wednesday and went, man, it's Thursday. Did I get the trash out last night?
I thought it was a fine show.
Yeah.
I think my favorite thing of the whole show was the segment with Ospreay, Callis, Fletcher, Takeshita. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really good stuff.
And you've got to be pleased, because I know we talked last week that you didn't feel the best about Baker being thrown right into the title picture. And then she turns around and gets sick and can't travel. So they have to have a four-way match.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for her that she got sick. I hope she's feeling better. But yeah, I thought Willow would go over Britt anyways for that. Yeah. I almost just gave away my pick. I got to be careful with my words. But I'm looking forward to the Mariah May Willow Nightingale match. I'll save my rest of my comments for later. Imogen bringing up a good point. They did mention Kenny.
They did. They Alice did. It's been a while since we heard Kenny on TV. Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's always nice when we get some Omega references.
And of course, Imogen with his wrestler of the week being a Saraya.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Wouldn't expect anything different. You're almost as bad as Shep is with FTR, Majin. Even though I think Shep's getting close there with the Outrunners. The Outrunners are gaining steam on FTR.
He bounces back and forth.
I don't think he has, which surprises me. I'm surprised he hasn't ordered one of their shirts, the FTR Runner shirts.
Oh, he doesn't order shirts.
He has before.
Yeah. I think he's got like one or two, and that's it.
Yeah, I know he's got an FTR, at least that one FTR one. Martin says he has a Saraya shrine in his room. Okay. All right.
That doesn't surprise me.
And Steffi says, we want Kenny. Yes, we do. Can't wait to have the best bout machine back.
I cannot wait. I'm interested to see what he's going to do. While we're talking about Kenny, where do you see him fitting right now if he were to come back, let's say, at WrestleDream?
Oh, he's got to come back as a face, and he's got to come back with vengeance on the Elite. They put him out, or they extended his leave of absence.
So no title picture, just straight after each member of the Elite, one by one.
Well, I'll circle back when we're talking about the tag team title match, where I think Kenny might go.
Okay.
I'm trying not to give away my picks too early here.
All right. Well, we don't do bold predictions anymore for extra points, because the champion is a chicken. But
I'm not worried about us tying on this one. No. I think our picks are all going to be so different, we don't need tiebreakers.
If you and I end up, because you and I end up with the same picks more than Shep does with anybody else. But if we end up with the same picks, I'm just going to let you have the title, because there's no way that I'm going to beat you then.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident we're not going to tie. Sorry, yeah. Shep just texted. Okay, boys, I'm heading out to the barn to get set up.
Oh, there it just came in. Mine's a little slow because, you know, I'm an Android user. So you iPhone guys, get it faster.
I used to be an Android guy, switched 5 years ago, and
I'm a big Android guy. I did have the iPhone for about 5 years, but the phone I got as an Android right now isn't the best, but overall I prefer my Android over iPhone.
Yeah, I got no problem with Android. Honestly, the reason I switched was more for work purposes. A lot of my coworkers have iPhones, and it was just getting complicated to communicate with them sometimes in group messages. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because
that was a no-brainer that Majin's an Android guy. Okay, Majin, you can just get your allegiance with Paul. You guys have a lot in common. We're figuring out week by week. So,
yeah,
there you go.
But, all right, so where I was going is, we don't do bold predictions anymore for the title. So I'm interested, as you're doing, okay, he takes off the headphones. I can't even present the question to him. Do you see this, Majin? This is your winner. He
Had to shut my office door.
Okay.
Gotta have concentration.
All right.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So apart from the big one that everybody's been talking about for months now, do you think we will have any big debuts, returns, other than the big one that's been rumored in Shane O'Mac?
Yeah, I think Bobby Lashley's showing up.
Okay.
100%. 100%. I'm more confident in that one than I am Shane McMahon.
You think he shows other than up those two, Swerve's return?
Yeah. It's almost okay. Too predictable, but it's still going to, crowd's still going to pop. I think see MVP and Shelton come out, and then Bobby comes out once Swerve turns him down or something.
Will he be the almighty, or will he just be Bobby Lashley?
I think he's got to go a different route. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got to drop the almighty gimmick and create something new. But I can't think of any others besides those two, possibly. I mean, maybe, I mean, it'd be great if Kenny came back, Adam Cole, Copeland. Copeland's getting close. Mm-hmm. He's getting close. I know Cole's close. So,
and big shout out to Adam. Yeah. Big shout out to Adam Copeland. Tony Khan said something today that Copeland's been helping pull people out mm-hmm. of the hurricane damage. Mm-hmm. He didn't want any recognition for it, but TK gave him some. So big shout out to him.
Yep. Takes and I guess Copeland reached out to TK about something, and it only took one ask, and TK, or maybe it was Dax, one of the two, because they're both led by each other, and TK right. donated $10,000 just like that to the hurricane relief fund. So Tony Khan, for as much flack as a lot of IWC gives him, he's a good dude when it comes to that stuff. He is. He's not a good
You may not like how he runs the wrestling company known as AEW, but the dude is a phenomenal human being above all else.
He is. Steffi's saying to me, I totally forgot Sami Callihan resigned 3 years ago with TNA. That's interesting because
Resigned three years ago.
Oh, thanks. I can't read tonight. Because it's interesting timing because Mox, you know, filed for the trademark for their old tag team name. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It's all just to throw you off a little bit.
Yeah.
Things are done so precisely in the wrestling world.
Yeah, you're right.
It's all designed to get the average person like you and me going,
Yes. Switchblade conspiracy. Thank you. New Switchblade something. Majin, Tony Khan is a promoter you really want to get behind. Well, if you care about being a good person anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't get in front of him because you might get, you know, coffee spilt on you.
Yeah, that dude at least has 10 cups a day, if not
with
more.
With his special sugar.
I was leaving that one alone. But
I figured I'd hit it because Shep's not here.
Yes, he is.
Oh, now he's here.
But he doesn't have the headphones, so he can't hear anything.
Yeah.
He's like a rookie.
He is a rookie.
You know what, you two?
Hey, Shep got a haircut. Shep, you get a haircut?
No, I need one. Thanks. Maybe I'm just going bald. Thanks, Tanner.
That's why I've grown my hair out, Shep. Is because
I'm going gray.
Really,
so we all have our problems.
I dyed it.
Yeah, we all have our
problems. I welcome to the podcast, Shep. Let's insult you.
Hey, Shep.
Trust me, Shep. Everybody, you know, right when we come on, we get blasted. Where's Shep? Where's Shep? Where's Shep? When Paul and I are here, nobody gives a shit. So
hey, somebody's gotta like my ass. Oh, good lord.
Majin said, hey, don't worry, Shep. Soon you'll look like your boy Dax.
Hey.
There he is.
He's a sexy son of a buck, man. I'll give him that.
Oh, I really, what is this? Everybody turned on wrestling behind him, knowing that Paul doesn't have a TV behind him?
No, I turned on Thursday Night Football. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I got Wrestle Dream from last year on behind me, by the way.
What, so doing these said picks, and obviously I should have texted you guys earlier, but I just didn't. I couldn't. There is 11 matches. What pre-show match are we throwing out? The Brian Cage one?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cause we know you'll pick Brian Cage for 11. We know that. So I assume
I recognize talent. Okay, Tanner.
Yeah, you do. I assume the tag match that's technically going to get announced tomorrow night on Rampage between the Acclaimed and MXM. Yeah, I assume that's going to end up being a pre-show, but right now it's on the main card all over the internet. So,
I'll tell you what. I know Wikipedia never lies.
Never. But we will start with that match. I don't have a graphic for that match. That's the only one because technically it's not announced yet.
Yeah. Can I, first of all, hold on. Let me get you guys. What am I going to do with you two?
Hey, we're prepared.
Yeah.
You don't hold this title for 375 days by accident, Shep.
You're talking the MX collection, the Acclaimed. Yeah. Okay. They have it on the main card.
Yeah.
They had a second pre-card match earlier and it's off of here now. So that's the match. That's the number one match you're starting off with.
That's what we're starting with because I don't have a graphic for it. And I thought we'd get out of the way because I don't have a lot of thoughts on it.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, there were some matches that I looked at and I went, okay, that's easy to, for a pick. And then there's ones, and they're my low numbers. So you'll know I really struggled with some of these.
Shep, like I told Paul, there's literally 3 to 4 matches. I kid you not today that I switched my mind 3 times on each. I thought this card was really hard to predict. So that's just
that's what I love.
Here's why though, guys. It's because, and I'm not making eye contact with the. It's because we've had so little build.
Right.
That too.
There's really. I mean, we just got out of the heavy season with All In, All Out.
Mm-hmm.
You had Grand Slam at Arthur Ashe. You had 5-year anniversary.
Title Tuesday.
I mean, you have not built. You haven't built shit.
True.
So, and true. You know what? Shame on you guys.
What do we do now?
Look at my title.
Thirsty Thursday.
I know. I was going to get through this match. I was going to ask him after we announced this and said, hey, you know what? I know something we have a graphic for. Hey, Tanner, pop it up there because, Shep, what are we drinking?
Yep, I'm muting his mic because he's going to make ice and he's going to be loud. So, which means he
came unprepared. Oh, whoa.
What the heck? He's got a little bit of bubbly?
All right.
Is that
so,
legit bubbly?
So, no. Tanner, go ahead and throw up that graphic because I got to ask Shep a question. I'm waiting on the graphic. Hey, Shep, what are we drinking?
Well, boys, part of my lovely day today was visiting the apple orchard.
Oh.
Thank God the apple orchard served hard ciders. So they sold me on this. And if you guys, a cider drunk is a lot different drunk than a beer drunk. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right it now. Is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is an experimental series from the local apple orchard about 15 miles down the road from our lovely little town.
Our lovely little town.
Yes.
Tanner and, just abandoned us all.
This is a McClure's Orchard Hard Seltzer experimental series. It's called Scotchety Scotch. And it's cider aged in oak scotch barrels. Wow. I don't like scotch, but I like cider. And I don't know. You can only buy it in this big son of a bitch. So Thirsty Thursdays. Go to your local apple orchard. Support them. Cheers.
Maj is drinking a spiked Snapple. I like Snapple. I did not know they made them spiked.
He probably made it spiked himself. Hey, I know that guy.
Lunar says, hey, guys. Hey, what's going on? Thanks for tuning in tonight.
He tunes in every week. He just wanted to say hi.
Okay.
And yeah.
Wow. That must be pretty good.
That's a big old drink. That was like my fireball drinks during WrestleMania.
Oh man, that's still the most entertaining show we've done all year.
That's not a typical cider, boys. But it tastes like, oh man, I'm chugging like a bourbon. Mm. But then once you like finish it, it's like, oh, I just had apple cider.
Then it hits you with the apple.
And it's 12%.
Drinking good old Mountain Dew.
Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
If you put a little vodka in that, we turn it into a Joan Bailey.
Yes, we would.
I don't know how much I'm going to drink of this. But if you see me get up and switch, it's because I needed a vodka. So carry on with the first match.
All right. So first match, we'll start off with the tag match. We presume we'll end up on the pre-show. The Acclaimed versus MXM Collection. Paul, you want me to go first so I don't get yelled at, accused of cheating?
Sure.
This is the match of the finger battles. You got the tips against the scissors. I am going with the scissors and the Acclaim for 4 confident points.
Okay. All right. Let's hope this whole card doesn't look like this. I'm going the Acclaimed. For 10.
Oh my.
I think the Acclaim's hot right now. They're trying, they cooled off. They're trying to get them hot again. And this is how you can do it.
All right. I'm not surprised in your pick, but I'm surprised in your points, but that's okay.
It was the easiest one for me to pick out of the entire card. So I just threw a 10 on it.
Fair enough.
I liked it a little bit more than Tanner, not as much as Paul. I got a whopping lucky number 7 on them.
7 on the Acclaimed. All right. All right. We'll move on down the card here. And we got a rubber match. This series is 1-1. And as far as singles matches going to AEW, a pair of Washington boys that have a long history against each other. Darby Allin versus Brody King and Shep. I know you don't like the big guy versus little guy match, but this matchup works for me.
I guess here's the reason it works. I can't harp on it, is because Brody King is very, very athletic and agile.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't necessarily work the big guy giant style. He can do some crazy stuff. Not as crazy as Darby, but
nobody's as crazy as Darby.
Nobody's crazy as Darby.
I like Brody's promo the other night. A little mic work.
I thought Darby carried the segment.
Yeah,
Darby got personal.
Got a little heelish.
I liked it. And I'll go first here.
All right.
Okay.
Since you called me out on it being big versus small, but I'm gonna go with this because I think they're gonna give him a little bit of a push. I'm going Brody King for 1.
Oh wow! So you think this is the start of them separating him a little bit from House of Black?
Yeah, because I honestly, you don't know what the hell House of Black is doing. Malachi changes his mind, it sounds like, every other week.
Mm-hmm.
Brody wants to work. He's under contract. He's got some personal history with Darby. Darby's free at the moment. I think he jumps on it. And he came out to the ring in street clothes, talked really good. We've really never heard him talk on the mic. I enjoyed the segment. Was one of the better segments of Dynamite. So I just really like this. And I don't know. I think giving him a win over Darby Allin would really, you know, boost him and maybe develop another singles guy.
Yeah, I like your reasoning. I like your reasoning. Paul, before your pick, where'd it go? Where did it go?
Right there.
Your son wants to know how that bat was the other week.
Yeah. That's good. I've recovered. Don't worry.
Got us a lot of views on YouTube on the shorts. So thanks, Logan, for that bat shot to your dad's back of his head. So
yeah.
Appreciate that.
Was it a metal bat?
It was.
You got to go check it out, Shep. You missed that week.
Yeah, right? I don't. I got to get on the old.
No, I think you joined us, but you were later. It was our all-out show.
Yeah, oh, okay. He joined us later because you were talking to him about it, and he said that he wanted to see Logan do it again.
I did. Yeah.
That's right.
That's why this setup is now, because now he can't run in behind you because there's nowhere back there.
Well, it depends if he's quicker than you, Paul. He'll just come right at your face like a spider monkey.
He'll hit a lamp. I'll be safe. He might be jacked up on that Mountain Dew, too, so you never know.
It's almost fall break.
It
is fall break. Well, see,
it is fall break.
How much I know. Paul, who you got?
I got Darby Allin for 5. I think Darby's on too much of a hot streak right now for them to let him lose to Brody King. And normally those who issue open challenges don't lose.
Yeah.
So
I'm going Darby as well for 7. I mean, they obviously pivoted at some point because Darby was supposed to get that title shot and he didn't. So I just can't see them taking him out of the title picture and then having him lose this match. Yeah. I still think a title shot is in his future down the road in the next couple months. So with that, Darby for 7, but I think it's going to be a fun match and potentially could steal the show.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of House of Black, got Julia Hart there behind you.
Right behind me. Wonder when she'll be back, by the way. She's another talent on the shelf. So
maybe this weekend.
Maybe this weekend. Well, this was an interesting match added Wednesday night. It's primarily a collision match. A lot of different styles here. You got the flippity flops of Hologram, and you got more of a ground style with Beast Mortos, but two guys that Tony's definitely trying to push. Hologram's 13-0 or 14-0 now, and Mortos has had a little nice push himself. This is a 2 out of 3 falls match.
I'll go first with this one. I haven't gone first yet. As you look at this, Hologram is undefeated, as you said, and I don't see that changing anytime soon, at least not at WrestleDream. Maybe at another show pretty quickly, but I don't think it's going to be this weekend. With that said, I went with Hologram for 6. I think the Beast will pick up 1 pin, though. I don't think it'll be 2 right out the gate for Hologram. Yeah. I think the Beast will pick up at least 1, and then Hologram will get the other 2.
Shep, you want to go next?
Yeah. Because of his new faction that we saw this week with the new leader, and the matches we've already seen from this this young man. I'm going to say young man because I'm guessing he's younger than me. I don't know how old he is.
I don't know.
And the star the star power that he has actually already worked with and had some really, really good matches. I have the Beast, Mortos, for 4 points.
All right. Yeah, he is with Roosh. And is it Callistico? Is that the other one?
And led by the Hall of Famer,
Jake
the Snake Roberts.
Yep.
So, which I still don't understand that segment. Once he left Renee and Dynamite, I understand the Callis part of it. But how Callis traded Roosh, which I didn't think was under the Callis family anymore. And I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, but
at least we kind of have clarity who's in the Callis family now. Because without those three guys, then now you kind of know the 3 or 4 or 5 in it. So,
yeah.
And hopefully Lance gets a big push. So
we can hope, but
we've said it for 4 years. So,
yeah.
I have Hologram for 10.
Oh,
I don't see. I think I agree with Paul. I think it'll be 2-1. I think Mortos gets 1 pinfall, but Tony's strapping a rocket to this guy's back. They keep saying his undefeated streak. And he's fun to watch. He's very talented. So,
and I think I kind of agree with Shep a little bit. I think his newfound faction will help him get that 1 pinfall. So,
Hologram's got some buddies, though, that could maybe even it up.
He does. As long as, you know, he remembers to add his tattoos back before his other match.
True.
And put his stilts back in his shoes or whatever.
Next is one of the more difficult matches to predict. It's going to be a fun one. That's Hangman Adam Page versus the Switchblade Jay White. Match that didn't have much build. but a match I like. We've seen these guys against each other in AEW a couple times in New Japan back in the day. I'll go first here. What makes it tough for me was Jay White's come out and said, you know, he's got his eyes set on the world title. Mm-hmm. As he should. He should be in that picture, I think. He's above what they've had him doing for the most of his time in AEW. But Hangman is hot right now. He just beat Swerve at All Out. I'm like, neither guy can really afford a loss. That's why I went with the strategy of a very low point with a one-pointer on this, because if it happens to get thrown out, I'm only at 1 point. Because I could see this match having a weird finish where there's no winner. But I'm going Hangman for one. A little strategy. Maybe it bites me, but a little strategy there.
Well, I have similar strategy as you, because, again, both of these individuals are hot. Jay was hot when he got injured. He came back in hot. It's weird seeing him as a face. And that's why I went with him getting the victory on this one. But again, I went for 1 point.
This one's probably not going to decide. I'm on the same page as Tanner. I can see this being a moosh finish and all chaos breaking loose with Swerve Strickland getting involved. I could see Juice Robinson getting involved. You got the twins still. I don't know. Yeah, it could be just an absolute shit show. So I didn't have a one left, but I do have a two left. So I went Hangman with two.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that match will decide anything for any of us. If it gets thrown out, none of us really gets penalized. So
yeah,
pretty good strategy for everybody there. Next up, a match I could go without being on the card, but it is what it is. That's a ROH championship match. Mark Briscoe versus Chris Jericho, who's trying to upgrade from the Ocho to the Nueve.
What? Mm-hmm. Now I was with you until that 45-second promo Briscoe did. You know, for the last 45 days, he's been a part of the conglomeration doing his crazy over-the-top yelling, screaming, just
word of the day,
freestyling basically a promo. You know, whatever comes to his mind, he just says it. But when Jericho went personal on him and he went backstage and he cut that straight-faced, straight voice, as real as it gets promo. Now I want to see him beat the shit out of Chris Jericho. So I'll go first. I got Briscoe for 5 points.
Shep's going Briscoe for five. I'll go next so I don't get accused of cheating by anybody.
Just watching. I haven't accused you of anything.
You know, this was one I was really thinking Chris Jericho. Because of the Nueve, you know, oh, he's got to push that down our throats next and make us annoyed by that. But then I got to thinking, I'm like, I kept going back to that Jay Briscoe line. I'm like, we're going to get a serious side out of Mark. This is going to be Mark's biggest singles victory of his career. I'm going Mark for six.
This was one of my harder to pick matches because, you know, it's Chris Jericho. It seems like every time he decides he wants a title, he gets it. It seems like TK's trying to do something with ROH. But I'm going to have to disagree here with you guys and go Jericho for three.
I hope this isn't like Dynasty, where you guys pick Hook, I pick Jericho, and that helped me win. I hope this doesn't hurt me.
I picked the same one with you there, Tanner.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, I hope this time I go against Jericho. Yeah, I hope this.
Hey, is Paul even the last time we did a three man? Was Paul even in fourth place?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was going to grab his people's championship.
Okay.
I'm not even looking at it.
Stephen Chambers says, really depends on Rocky.
And I think old R2's buddy Little Ricky beat him last time, or Little Timmy. Little Timmy beat him. Little Jimmy.
Hey, Shep, did you ever come up with a name for the title yet?
The title? I held it twice.
The
Jackalope. You're right. Title. He forgot.
The what?
The Jackalope title. That's what I'm calling it.
2 weeks ago when you were on the podcast last, I told you you get to name the title that I have. And you said, oh, yeah, give me to the end of the show, and then never said anything.
Was that the one I kind of was dozing off towards the end? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to remind me of that. It was a long day. It was golf, drinking. Then
you're like, I got an idea. Give me till the end of the show, though. And I'm like, all right. And then I signed us out. And
all right, I got it. It's the Little Jimmy title. Yes. Yes. Hey, and you all can take it however you want.
Little Jimmy title. I love it. That's fantastic.
You want to give me another idea, Paul?
I'll go with the Jackalope before I'll go Little Jimmy.
I like it.
All right.
Good stuff.
Next up, battle for the TT title. The scapegoat, Jack Perry versus Shibata.
Shibata.
Not a fan of this match. I'm sorry.
I am not a fan of this match either. It seemed a little off the wall, out of left field for me. But this was one I did not struggle picking a winner out of, and that's Jack Perry. It's not time for him to drop that title yet. And I went 8 points.
8 points on the scapegoat.
I'm going to be right there with Little Jimmy. I don't think it's time, and I don't think this is the guy that will take that belt off of JP. So I got JP as well for 8 points.
We agree across the board. Scapegoat for 8. So, yep. Yeah, he's not losing. I think Daniel Garcia is the guy to take it off of him.
I can see that. Well, and it's funny because Shibata greeted him backstage and basically said once he has that belt, he'd give Danny a shot.
And that's the problem. It was backstage. It wasn't even a promo with Perry.
Right.
Yep. So, like Steven says here, Perry retains, Garcia saves Shibata, saying up Perry versus Garcia. I like it. All right. Up next, we got here. We got the tag team titles on the line. We got the EVPs, the Young Bucks, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson versus Mark Quinn and Isaiah Cassidy of Private Party. Private Party finally getting that big tag team title shot at a pay-per-view. This is an interesting one to predict.
I wouldn't say interesting. Again, not a lot. There is personal history between these guys. I'm pretty sure right as AEW was starting, I'm pretty sure the Bucks put over Private Party and Hog Wrestling. Obviously, the Bucks are coming to AEW. I didn't even think Jericho showed up on that show. But I think it was Hog Wrestling, and the Bucks put over Private Party and put the belts on them. So I understand the matchup. But
that wasn't in AEW.
No, but it's still, we blur the lines. We talk about the indies in AEW.
Well, they keep going back to one of the first Dynamites. Private Party knocked them out of that tag team title tournament.
Yes.
And did it again last week, too.
But yeah. But hasn't Private Party been involved going against the BCC?
Yeah. They were for like a week.
So I don't know. I think it'll be an okay match. Not a lot of story recently of them. I mean, we can talk about their history, whatever. But this was an easy one to pick for me. Bucks for 9.
Oh, he's going to EVPs for 9.
This one was a little harder for me. I'm not that confident, Shep. I went the Bucks for four.
You got the EVPs for four. But we are all agreeing on the winner. I got the Bucks for five. Honestly, until this week, I was thinking Private Party. But the more I think about it, you know who I think one of two teams takes the titles off the Bucks eventually. Either the Outrunners or the Golden Lovers.
That's who I've got.
When Kenny returns, Kenny and Kota Ibushi.
And I will say, I was like you. I had Private Party until Callis referenced Kenny. When we start seeing that, we start getting the possibility of a return. I know he's talking about getting in the ring for something coming up here shortly.
In January, like the I don't know if it'll be Wrestle Kingdom or that Dynasty show they're doing the next night, but he wants to team with Tanahashi against the Bucks. So
there you go.
Kota is washed though. Modern said, "Yeah, Kota is not what he once was, but he's
well." I hope he's bathed. Okay, yeah, I hope he's bathed.
Is he cooked too, Majin? Is Kota cooked?
Yeah, he's washed. Is he cooked?
Cooked. Yeah.
Does he fold clothes? Elaborate.
Shep folds clothes though, only when he gets up early to watch wrestling.
Only when he watches New Japan at 5 o'clock in the morning.
4:30, but yeah.
4:30.
Every January. You're
there going, oh, look, the inside of my eyelids look really pretty tonight.
I do, Majin. I think he goes after all of them. I think he goes after the whole Elite.
Yep.
I think he goes after all of them. Comes back. So.
Yep.
All right. Next up. Yeah. Triple threat for the international championship. Will Ospreay, Bruv, Ricochet, and Konosuke Takeshita. Now, Shep, I know you usually don't like triple threats because you call it lazy booking. But I like this one.
Yes.
It was the only way to get Takeshita involved. And Takeshita should be on a pay-per-view every time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked because we will always get a drawn out number seven match eventually of Ricochet and Ospreay. You know, we were getting it way too quick, and then Takeshita botched it, and now we got a three-way. I get it. It works for one freaking time. It works because eventually you can extend the story of Ricochet and Ospreay, whether a belt is involved or not, and that story does not need a belt.
Yeah, no, I liked the match as Paul and I were discussing Sunday night, but I just didn't like the finish. I was fine with the draw, but then they restart it and then have Takeshita interfere. Why couldn't he just interfere to begin with or just have a draw and not restart the match? I did not like that segment, but.
I think the bottle's almost empty there from the way Shep's looking into it.
Yeah.
It's warming up now and
Oh.
It's a very dry cider. It's not a sweet.
So give us your pick here, Shep, and then go make your drink and we'll give our picks. As he chucks the rest of the bottle.
I'm going against my gut, and I know that always, screws people.
Yeah.
But I'm going Ospreay for 6 points.
All right. You are confident in the aerial assassin.
Paul, I'll go next.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get yelled at by going last in an Ospreay match. So this is one I've changed three times today.
Yep.
I like what Majin says here. He wants Takeshita to take the title off Okada, not Ospreay. Because we kind of mentioned that, how they teased he and Okada, but then have kind of went away from it. And you got the Continental Classic coming up in the near future, right? But you got this thing with Ospreay and the Callis family going on. I think Callis makes Kyle Fletcher, whether he likes it or not, cost Ospreay this match. But Takeshita pins Ricochet. Takeshita walks out as your international champion. Then we can get a one-on-one match between him and Ospreay down the line. Ospreay can take it back off him. Then you can get Takeshita versus Okada. So I'm taking Takeshita for 3 confident points. I'm probably overthinking this. I probably should have went with Ospreay, but I just think it's time for the big man to get some gold.
I think it is time for him to have gold, but I think it does make a lot more sense for him to take it off of Okada.
Yeah. So that this could be the one that bites me, but we'll see.
Well, if it bites you, it's going to bite me as well, because I went same Takeshita, but I went 2 confidence points.
All right.
It's time to put some gold on him. This title makes sense because of the feud that's building with Ospreay and the Callis family.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate it, but take shit as winning this one.
I would be shocked if Ricochet wins, I guess. I kind of give him no shot. I think he's eating the pin. So
I would be okay if he did, but at the same time, yeah, I think he is going to be the one that eats the pin, whether it's Ospreay or Takeshita that wins this. Ricochet's eating the pin.
Yep.
Take shit up.
Next up, our lone women's match, at least right now on the main card. Mariah May defending her world championship against Willow Nightingale. I did like that the other night in Dynamite, we got 2 women's matches that both went over 10 minutes. I
think that's the first great
show history, according to AEW metrics, that's happened. So,
yeah, I love that.
Who wants to lead us off here?
Oh, I will.
All right.
I knew how I was going to pick this based off of the previous setup for this match, but my pick did not change. I'm sticking with Mariah May retaining. It's not time. It's been a lackluster run. I think everybody can agree with that, but it's not time for her to drop that title yet. Willow does deserve a title, but I don't think it's time to put the world title on her, and I went 9 for Mariah May.
Shep, you want next? You want me to go?
Sure, no, I'll go. I agree with Paul a lot. I think eventually, and I would say it's probably within the next 365 days, we will see gold and maybe even the world's championship around Willow's waist. She has earned it. She has proven herself. And she has really fallen into this character. Crowd likes her. She's charismatic. She's athletic. The match we saw her on Dynamite this week, it looked sloppy, but I think that's because of the participants that was with her. I hope he was joking on that. I was getting ready to talk about it. I thought Soraya looked like absolute dog food in that match. You can tell the girl works once every 4 months. It was shit.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wake me up when these two are done.
It was absolute shit. And I used to like Soraya. I really did. Soraya. You think Tamaki sucks.
Check out her home videos if you haven't.
I mean, is that Xavier Woods or is it the one with Alberto Del Rio?
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Just
check out her home videos. That's all I'm saying.
Wow, so many jokes just just came. Just
so did Xavier.
Cider in what?
Hey, Shep, you know, you're talking about cider, and there's this really cool cider that made it into a song, even. It's called Dixon Cider.
I don't know where I was going with this. Anyways, I got Mariah May for 10 points.
Well, I don't think this women's match is going to cost Shep like it has in the past. I got Mariah May for 9. I agree with what you guys are saying. I like Willow being in the title picture, but I don't think it's time for Mariah to lose the title yet. But I do agree with Shep. I think in 2025 at some point, like we see Willow as the champ.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
And with Toni Storm being gone, doing her stuff over in Japan right now, I see this stuff on Twitter, and it's great. She's continuing this character, this timeless character, and I love it. So when she comes back, you still have to have a Mariah May, Toni run. So right now, any of these times we get a championship match, it's a filler just to get Mariah May back with Toni. So,
yep.
Nothing to give Willow here. I think she'll put on a hell of a match, actually. So she's going to work with somebody that is talented enough to keep up with her.
Majin says the best part of the pay-per-view so far, no Mercedes. Got to think she's going to be on there somewhere eventually.
You know, she'll do what she does best. She'll be sitting up in a suite with her foot up, watching the action.
You know what? Put her and Soraya in a freaking pre-show match, and maybe they can relive the New Jersey fucking 12 years ago and remember how it is to wrestle.
At least they're not speeding up her and Statlander just for the show. So, yeah. No. All right, main event time for the world title. Bryan Danielson against his old stablemate, Jon Moxley. If Bryan loses, his full-time in-ring career is over. This was another one. I've changed my mind 3 times a day because I think it's very difficult. But I'll lead us off.
Hey, real quick, what did you have for the hologram Beast Mortos match?
I had hologram for 10.
10. That's what I thought it was, but I missed that one.
So I've changed my mind 3 times about this match today. Keep going back and forth, you know. So go home math, if you're into that thing, which we've always been taught, WWE standards, tells me Moxley's winning, right? The Wheeler, you to angle at the end of Dynamite when Wheeler's reaching out for Danielson. Danielson's not even paying attention to him. Tells me that Wheeler's going to screw Danielson over, right? And rejoin Moxley's group. But something inside me just tells me it's too obvious that Moxley's going to win. So I'm going Bryan Danielson for 2.
Go for it, Paulie.
All right. This is one of those times where I think it is too obvious. It's been too talked about, but it's one of those that it's so obvious at this point that if you don't go with the obvious, you're going to piss people off.
I know.
And
but would you though? It's Danielson. Nobody wants to see him done.
It's full time. He never says he's not. He has never said he's not stepping back into the ring.
But he's such a good liar too. And they played the final countdown, which they never do on Dynamite the other night. It's like they're giving us all these hints that it's almost over. And I feel like they're just going to pull a sheet over us and swerve us all.
It's Wrestle Dream. And we'll find out who's calling the shots.
We might not at this
after pay-per-view. Moxley wins the title. And I've got him for 7.
All right. Very bold.
I don't think Wrestle Dream is a big enough pay-per-view for a guy of this magnitude to ride off into the sunset.
Even though it's in his home state?
Even though it's in his home state, it's not big enough. I think here we are, October 12th, Wrestle Dream. What's the pay-per-view in November?
Full Gear. One of the original four.
Yeah. Full Gear. I think, and maybe this is just me, but I don't think Danielson rides off in the sunset in an AEW ring.
Oh, I think he does. Oh,
he's going back to where he's been since they announced this. He's going to drop it at the Tokyo Dome.
Oh, I thought he was saying he's going back to Connecticut.
No.
Drop it at Tokyo. I think he's right off in the sunset from Tokyo.
He wants to be in that show. there's a good enough relationship there. You can see a title change, and to have a big and the arguably the third biggest title in professional wrestling right now on that thing, I think that happened. So I got Bryan Danielson for 3 points.
It's going to be interesting if this comes down to the main event. It's going to be really interesting. You know, our boy JPJ, I listened to him last night predict this match.
Hey, we're going head to head with those guys right now. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do know that. I do know that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're NXT versus AEW on Tuesday night.
We're actually invading their space, kind of like AEW invaded NXT space the other night. They're always on Thursday nights from 8 to 10. Shout out to Between Two Bears, by the way. Those guys are great. But JPJ thinks that we'll have a new AEW champion walk out WrestleDream, but he doesn't think it'll be Moxley. He thinks Christian Cage.
Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Which may, you know, I think they were planning for him and Killswitch, but Killswitch's health, I think they're going to have to boot that way down the road. If at all. So.
In the last I read on Killswitch, they're thinking double lung pneumonia.
Yeah. Prayers out to that guy. Not good.
Yeah. As much as I used to pick on that dude, I hope he pulls through and gets healthy.
And you know, what's scary is a lot of what Luchasaurus is going through. I'm not calling him Killswitch. is similar to what Brody Lee and Bray Wyatt went through, and that's what makes it really scary.
Yeah,
because those two started just a normal flu, and then it just blew up, and they never recovered.
Yeah,
so I don't want to see that happen for him or anybody else, for that matter. So, definitely thoughts with him, and hope for a speedy recovery for him.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So, but yeah, it's going to be good card. No need for tiebreakers. I would have pulled one out if we needed it, even though I said the past few weeks, no more tiebreakers.
No,
I
would have pulled one out.
We're so all over the place with selections and points that we don't need tiebreakers. So,
yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
And I think to kind of go along with JPJ, I don't think Kip will let him do it quite yet at WrestleDream.
They need to get he doesn't belong on the pay-per-view.
And that's my point. I think we'll see something where he's still trying to get that pen back from Christian, still trying to get the pen back from Kip. Like, he can't go get another pen and sign it. He's got to have that specific pen. So I don't think he's gotten it back yet. We'll have to see a match between Nick or Christian to get that back from Kip, and then we'll see Christian cash in. But I don't think you can have Christian involved in this type of match. It can't be for Danielson's career, because that's going to make no sense to have Danielson win the title and then Christian take the title off of him.
Well,
because now he goes home,
and you can't really have Christian against Mox heel versus heel. That don't make sense.
You could.
AEW doesn't do heel versus heel.
I don't think Moxley and Danielson would let this happen. And I don't think Tony, being a fan at heart, would let this happen. But you could not end the full-time career of a guy like Danielson on a gimmick botch finish. If you did, you're doing him so dirty.
Exactly.
I don't see that. And again, I see Danielson going to the end of the year. Hey, he's going to go to the end of the year just about the time Paul's superhero, John Cena, comes back. So. You're little Jimmy. You love Paul or John Cena.
That's our truth.
That's a little Jimmy.
Paul, I saw your lower third there, and I read it really quick. At first, I thought it was Dixie Carter.
Oh.
I did. I swear. At first, I'm like,
no. Dixon Cider. It's the best apple cider in Dixon County.
Yeah.
Wherever that is.
There you go.
Never mind. This is a PG-rated show.
Yep. Yeah,
you've already taken it to the explicit already, Shep.
Yeah, it was PG the other night without Shep, but
exactly.
I have not said the F word yet.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Committed to being on the show.
Who are you, jackalopes?
You said it about some match too at some point.
That's probably true. I prayed it. It was that women's four-way match on Dynamite. Mm. I would have cut that one. Deserved a cuss word. That one definitely deserved a cuss word.
There.
Well, good luck, boys. It's going to be a fun pay-per-view. Come Saturday night in Tacoma, Washington at the Tacoma Dome.
I'd love to see what you two fighting for second place will be like this week.
You know, if I wasn't champ for 375 days, maybe I'd be a little nervous, but it's just like, it's like taking candy from a baby. This is where I took it from Shep last year, and I haven't gave it back since.
Look, I kind of hinted at this last week to you, Tanner. I decided not to do the AI picks, but Full Gear, I definitely am. So what I'm going to do, Shep, is I'm going to download everybody from the card on WWE 2K23, and then I'm going to let each match play out on there, because I actually have the Full Gear Arena on my PlayStation as well. I'm gonna let every match play out on there, even though I own the AEW Fight Forever video.
It sucks,
but I like this idea because I can watch the matches, and whoever the winner is of those matches, I am going with for my pick.
He's scraping at the bottom of the barrel there.
I just think it'd be fun.
You know what? Just to be competitive with you, Paul, I'm going to have the neighbor's German Shepherd pick mine. I'm gonna put a little ink on his paw print and say, "Give me a high five, Buster. Step right here. There he is. I got him." And about the same thing.
Have your kids pick.
Again, I don't play video games because if I did,
as MJF would say, video games.
I just know how addictive personality I have, so I have not bought PlayStation 4 or 5 or whatever.
We're up to 5 now.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Because I would never join with you guys, because any free moment I had, I'd be hooked.
Yeah, I play a lot of college football.
How do you play an AEW ring setup and characters on a WWE game? It's very simple.
There are creative minds out there who spend hours upon hours just creating characters and titles and arenas and everything so that they can play whatever they want. You can play TNA, you can play ROH,
ECW,
GCW is on there. What?
On OVW, WWE games?
Yes.
Don't tell me NWA.
You can get the NWA titles.
Oh, God.
Put it on Tyrus.
So somebody develops this and you got to pay for it, I take it?
No, it's free download. No,
it's all free in community creations.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Just people who enjoy.
Yeah. People have too much time on their hands.
Is it the people in community corrections doing
It's like on the old college football games when people would go in and make all the rosters with the names and then you just download it.
Yep.
Which you can't do now because of the NIL and the players actually having names. They've put locks on any player's name that's in the game. You can't create that. So, or anybody like on a roster that's not in the game, you can't. So, yeah, they've really put locks on that. So.
Yeah. I mean, I've got half the AEW roster, main roster. I've seen Marvel characters on there. You can get Deadpool. You can get Beetlejuice. You can get the Power Rangers, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Donatello.
You can get. I mean, if you can think of it, it's probably on there. I saw a title that I don't know how it ever passed community guidelines. It's the Sus title, and it is literally a picture of a girl in just a t-shirt sitting legs wide open.
All right.
Called the what title?
Sus. S-U-S.
Okay.
I don't know what it means. My kids probably do. They're young enough. I have no clue.
Put in a Google machine.
No.
I'm afraid to.
Majin probably knows.
I got scared enough to not look up anything ever again on Google that is a slang term when somebody said that she likes it in the fourth hole.
On that note,
I looked up what that was, and I will never look up anything slang related ever again on Google.
I don't know if I've ever been drunk enough. Well, never mind. I'm not going to say that.
Step Google fourth hole.
No.
Majin, go Google fourth hole.
He will.
And I should have known not to look up slang terms after two girls, one cup.
No. That's the worst.
Never seen it. And I will never watch that. But
yeah. You know, I'll never look at a glass sundae dish ever the same.
Oh, God.
Blue waffles?
Okay, enough. Jesus, guys.
Speaking of things you should look up.
It's not me for once, Tanner. It's not me.
Oh, by the way, Shep, speaking of things you should look up, I found a video on the Book of Face from Bad Blood. Majin's already looked this up. Bailey does a tope suicida towards the ramp at Nia Jax, and when she goes down, Nia kind of accidentally grabs her top and pulls it up. Hey-o. So go look that up.
Hey-o. I don't have the book they call Face.
Hey, you can find it on YouTube.
Oh.
Or Reddit.
I don't have
or Google.
I don't have Reddit either. I don't know what Reddit is.
Or TikTok, or probably even Instagram at this point.
I don't have the talk they call Tick either.
Mm-hmm. I know you've got the Instagram.
I do got the Gram. Shep and the Gram, because I like my Honey Grams. Shep and the Gram are 1-1. Come on, Honey Grams are solid. Oh. Honey Grams.
Anyway, now that I've completely derailed the podcast, and probably... hey, Majin's going to go check step, Instagram.
One step close from getting canceled. Thanks.
Yeah, if you guys...
Shep always tries to get us canceled. I figured it's my time to try.
The only time I ever got you guys, or us, close was I told the Kobe Bryant airplane.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Joke. Yeah.
That was bad. I shouldn't have done that. It was funny, though. You guys laughed.
Kobe! It was it was something. It was surprising.
Well, you know.
Anyway,
I got another one if you guys want to hear it.
No, we're good.
Oh God.
off air. Off air.
I won't say that one.
All right. We ready to wrap this thing up, boys?
Yep.
All right. Well, be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com. It is your place to go for great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look absolutely fantastic doing so. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And if that happens to be Apple Podcasts, leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Shep's down there saying you can't see him.
I'm doing both.
And be sure to follow all of us on social media. Follow Austin Shepherd at TheShep27. Be sure to follow Tanner Lee at TannerLee92. And be sure to follow myself, Paul Zartman, at PaulZartman87. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again this Sunday as we return to our normally scheduled programming time as we kick out yet another podcast.